Gormagans, Cahirla. I raise this issue today on behalf of myself and Senator Rose Conwy-Walsh from Mayo, because obviously the families affected are in Donegal and Mayo. Minister, 18 months ago, your government at the time announced the establishment of the expert panel. This panel was to examine the crisis for large numbers of families in Donegal and Mayo in relation to the failure of the concrete blockwork in their homes as a result of mica or pyrite, as is the case in Mayo. It was to report by 31st of May 2016. Now here we are, a year after that deadline, a full year after that deadline, and still that report is not published, and still the families who are crying out for help and assistance have no help and assistance. So let me spell out the issues. On a regular basis, families come to me and other public representatives in the county, in Donegal, and they tell us about the dilemma of their gable or other walls on their house that could fall in on top of their families. That is the reality for these families. Now, if they spend money now fixing and repairing that issue, they will not get money back through a redress scheme. They will not get it. So they are forced to delay and wait. Some of those families have spent money that they will never get back. Money they didn't have. You know, sometimes they've got a loan, sometimes they've used the education fund for their family. This is a failure of the state. This is a failure of building control legislation. This is a failure to ensure that compression tests guaranteed that the block work, the core product in the family home in Ireland, that the block work was sound. Utter failure of state regulation right through. These families have been failed utterly. And we have this report that took a long time to get to the expert panel, and now we're 18 months. So I am pleading with you, Minister, and with your government, to please publish the report and please put in place a redress scheme so that these families have a solution to the crisis. It's a devastating crisis. I have met people, you know, grown men in tears in their own kitchen. Can you imagine the heartbreak? The biggest thing of your life is buying your family home. Right? And they're devastated because of the failure of this state to protect their interests, to ensure that those blocks and the building control standards were done to the proper, and now they're left with crumbling homes. I can't urge you enough, Minister. You need to sort this out urgently. People cannot wait any longer.
Minister.
Thanks. Again, Chair, I'm taking this on behalf of Mr. Coveney, and I will reply to some of the issues that the Deputy raised after I read the report here from the Minister. At the outset, I wish to acknowledge the very difficult and distressing situation that certain homeowners in Donegal and Mayo are facing on account of damage to the structural integrity of their homes. Minister Comey firmly believes that the parties responsible for the poor workmanship and our supply of defective materials should face up to their responsibility and take appropriate action to provide remedies for the affected house owners. As an expert panel on concrete blocks was established in the Department of Housing, Planning and Community and Local Government in 2016 to investigate a problem, they have emerged in concrete blocks of certain dwellings in Donegal and Mayo. The membership of the panel on concrete blocks were formally announced on the 6th of April 2016 following the announcement of the chairperson, Mr. Dennis McCarthy, on the 1st of February 2016. The panel and the following had the following terms of reference to identify, insofar as possible, the number of private dwellings which appear to be affected by the defects in the blockwork in the counties of Donegal and Mayo. To carry out a desktop study which would include a consultation process with affected homeowners, public representatives, local authorities and product manufacturers, building professionals, test and laboratories, industrial stakeholders and other relevant parties to establish the nature of the problem in the affected dwellings. To outline a range of technical options for remedial and means by which the technical options could be applied to. To submit a report within 6 months. The expert panel on concrete blocks met on 12 occasions since it was first established. A similar number of meetings have taken place with key stakeholders, including affected homeowners, their elected members of Donegal County Council and local authority officials, industrial bodies, academics, public representatives and other interested parties. A substantial volume of information has been provided by affected homeowners of both counties, as well as from Donegal and County Council. Additional information was also provided through the consultation process. The panel has now concluded its meetings and is in the process of finalising its report, which is undergoing legal proofing, which I understand will be completed shortly. I fully appreciate and understand the urgency of this matter to the affected homeowners, and the Minister will continue to monitor progress very closely. However, it is equally important for the affected homeowners that as part, final part of the process in relation to the report is completed thoroughly. In this regard, the Minister will await the outcome of the panel report before considering what further actions will be required to assist the parties directly involved in reaching a satisfactory resolution to the problem that has emerged in the two counties. And I'll come back to
you. Yeah, briefly, Senator.
Minister, you know, I listen to the language and I have to say it doesn't tally with your actions. You know, it just doesn't tally. How can it take, you know, the best part of 5 months to legally proof a document? My understanding is this report was concluded at the beginning of this year. So we're 5 months legally proofing a document. You know, like, this is just not acceptable. And as I say, it's a year after it was supposed to be published. And that's another year where families are being faced with impossible choices. This is a real crisis. And you recall that government responded to the crisis of the Pyrite families in Dublin and North Leinster, rightly so, and put in place a redress scheme. We urgently need a redress scheme for these families. And I have to say it here again, it's shocking that it's taken this long to legally proof these documents. So please convey to Minister Coveney, like, the anger of people in Donegal at the failure of government to get this sorted out and get it done. I'm urging you as soon as possible to get this report published and get a redress scheme in place for those families.
Briefly, Minister.
Just again to the Senator, just to say to you, look, I've seen the TV programmes like everybody else has, and people's homes crumbling around them. But other people are responsible here. It's not only government that are responsible. It's the people who made the blocks, the people who built the homes, and the county councils as well, who took part in the planning process as well of these homes. Now, I do understand your frustration. And like, as you said, and I've said it in the chamber, in the Dáil as well, it's about time that this report was given to the relevant people now and let the reasons come out why there should be some redress for these people. I will relay all the messages back to the Minister, as you've outlined. There was a huge amount of consultation done, there was a lot of meetings done, and there was, I suppose, in many ways, really an in-depth process with particularly homeowners and just identifying the needs, and particularly around our homes and seeing what structural damage there was as well. So it did take some time, and I do agree with you. It is time now that this process would get on with it and the report would be launched. And my understanding is that the Minister intends to have the process, the report finished within a number of weeks. So a number of weeks could mean 4, could mean 6. But I will relate the message back and make sure that you get an answer.